commitment of the public as well as the private sector to come together to say, how can we reduce unnecessary costs that are currently in our American healthcare system so we can achieve a vision of affordable, quality healthcare for all Americans that preserves their choice of the patient for which physician they want to see and which hospital they want to go to. Now, the way that that's going to be accomplished, as physicians, we're kind of used to where's the waste in the system. And clearly, administrative waste, paper processes, administrative burden, are things that we know we can, if the industry will get together and come up with a simple form, for example, one form rather than having 1,500 different forms that physicians have to have in their offices and hospitals have to deal with. That's one tangible way of saying, well, let's get rid of that.
So is that electronic records keeping, is that piece of this reform really that administratively cost-saving?
Yes, it is. And in fact, one of the things the American Medical Association has been involved with for the last 4 or 5 years is bringing the medical profession together to look at evidence-based guidelines to provide the best practice for certain medical conditions. When we do that, we recognize that some tests have to be done, and the problem is because people are not connected electronically right now, there is a risk that you have to duplicate a test when it's already been done. By having interoperability between the medical records that are electronic, that will decrease the need for duplication of tests, which are needed to make sure the patient gets better. So, for example, I'm a cardiologist. I see a patient that comes back to me that's already had heart disease. It's very important to know what their bad cholesterol level is, and if it's not below 70, to adjust medications, diet, and their physical activity to get it below that level. Well, if I'm connected to my primary care physician's electronic record where they've already done the test, then I'm not under pressure to redo that test again to make sure that the patient's achieving their goal.
And I had a question about the different types of doctors in terms of how they're employed. Some work for large healthcare organizations, the HMOs and groups like that. Some are in large groups. And I guess there's still a few sole practitioners out there, you know, just the doctor that hangs a shingle. And so do they all have the common interest, and can they all agree on what the best course ahead is?
Well, clearly, when you look at the delivery of healthcare in the United States right now, over 50% of healthcare is delivered by solo practitioners or groups of less than three doctors. So the large multi-specialty integrated delivery systems really only accounts for about 25% of healthcare in the United States. So that's why we believe that there is real cost savings by administrative simplification, getting rid of the paper processes that add no value. If you take a paper process that adds no value and make it electronic, you just make it a faster process that has no value. So clearly what we want to do is to make sure all those individuals are electronically connected so that when the patient sees their physician, that physician has access to the total care package that patient needs. And I think another thing to really emphasize is we know that care coordination is very important. The ability to make sure that the patient transitions from hospital back to home. The problem we have right now is, unfortunately, we still have to recognize that the federal government's Medicare program has to change their payment formula because they've got a payment formula for physicians that the more volume of services in 1 year, the deeper the cut the next year. So as one is trying to change the health system to incent keeping the patient out of the hospital, as long as we have siloed payment systems, we're not going to be able to achieve that in the Medicare program. And many people look at the Medicare program as a very important component of American healthcare.
Well, Dr. Rohack, I think both are, you know, Medicare, Medicaid, it's all going to be lumped in healthcare reform. It can't be done individually, can it?
Well, we have to, Medicaid is a different animal in that while what we've been talking about is chronic medical care and we've been talking about acute medical care, the reality is Medicaid is now becoming a very large component of long-term care, nursing home care.
Right.
And so that, when the program was originally designed way back in the mid-1960s, it was supposed to be acute care also, but it has evolved over time to long-term care. And so part of the problem we're having with the Medicaid budget is because of the advance of medical science. We're keeping people alive longer, and as they stay longer, they develop more chronic illnesses. So a key component of all of this spending cost reduction that we've talked about, so reducing a 6.7% increase to 5.2%, which is the $2 trillion over the 10-year time period, is what can we do to reduce unnecessary cost? What can we do to improve the quality and the value of the American healthcare dollar? America's physicians are willing to step up to the plate and saying, you know, we will do what we can to try and reduce unnecessary variation. But as we also signaled, if we've decided that when the patient shows up in the emergency room with a headache, they don't need to get an MRI scan, then we cannot have that risk in the courtroom later on if we didn't get that scan. So sure. People don't like to talk about defensive medicine, but that's an additional cost in the system that if we're serious about slowing down that growth curve, all components need to be on the table to look at what's the better way to do this.
Well, unfortunately, we're up against our clock, and we'd love to talk with you more about this because I think it's something we could go on for hours about.
I think so.
We're going to have you back. In the meantime, we thank you for starting the conversation with us this morning.
Great. We look forward to further conversations because this will be exciting times indeed.